Is that what they call a kind of loam or something like that?
I believe it is something like that. I'm with that like that man would have went to barber shop that morning.
Red. Red. Soil and then there's clay.
That kind of soil pretty good for crops, raising. It's part sand and part clay, is that?
Well, it's some...
There's some red land that's good.
Some red land that's good and some ain't.
Talking earlier about creeks and branches, you usually think of a branch as being a little smaller than a creek. Or,
oh, yeah.
A creek bigger and running to the river.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're talking about the river. What river do you have? Is it you talking about down here?
Cahaba, oh, yeah, some. They go down
the Cahaba River.
What's some of the other? You mentioned the stream down here. Has that got any name? Little stream down here you were talking about it?
No, I don't believe it has.
But up between Yensonville, there's several.
There's a creek between Yensonville.
Bunches Creek and Sandy Creek between Yensonville.
Did I tell you about what that fella told my brother-in-law about cleaning out that creek up down at that time when it got so bad grew up there or something? Mm-hmm. At Dunhamble?
No.
Wood Griffin lived by in his farming room. Brother-in-law, my brother owned 40 or 50 or 80 acres of land, and this little creek went through the field, and it'd go dry over summer. Bunches Creek, that was the name of the creek. Had a bridge there across one, like going to Tuscaloosa. And Wood Griffin was farming that with my brother-in-law, and we'd get through laying by every year, he'd hire him to do things around there. And my brother-in-law had a habit of saying, whenever he wanted anybody to do anything, he'd say, I want you to fall in there. He'd put that fall into it every time. And that bunch of creek had grown up in briars and bushes all up to the top of the bank, and it was a mess. And that bridge that crossed, and it'd go dry, there wasn't no water in it sometime. And Wood was walking through that, going home one evening, he met my brother-in-law, and he's in his car, he stopped right on that bridge. He'd been hiring him two things around there. He said, Wood, have you got anything planned for tomorrow? I said, no, not a thing, Jim, what you got in your mind? I tell you what I want you to do in the morning, Wood. Get your hoe and your axe and everything. He met him right on that bridge where the little creek was. And I want my lines right up down. I want you to clean this out. Plumb up there to my line. First thing in the morning, I want you to fall in there and do that. And Wood looked down in the morning. Looked down. He said, Jim, if I get in there, I'll fall in. I ain't going in there.
It'll make you, dry weather.
Folly,
we're falling with it. Every time we go to Tuscaloosa now, Dick was when he crossed that bridge there, you say, the sheriff, well, that fella like to fell in the creek that time, isn't it? Didn't fall in.
We're talking about it. You know, when they have a kind of real hard rain and it washes, you know, and it cuts out a big place like that in a road, what do you usually call that where maybe the dirt road is kind of
ditch?
Weak? Yeah. What's that, the ditch there in the road? Is that what you call it, a field, or kind of a big place like that, cut out maybe about 10 feet deep? Call it a...
Yeah, you call it silent.
I guess so, about washout or something.
Yes. We talking about a...
Our garden's bed wash. See, it's got a little one across that now.
Did a washout be smaller than a ditch or bigger than a ditch? Is that...
Washout's bigger than a ditch.
Yes. We're talking about, you're talking about up in the mountains there. Did they have a name for the rocky side of a mountain that would kind of drop off sharp like that? You know, just kind of...
Cliff.
Yeah,
that's a cliff off there.
I guess that's what you don't want to fall off of.
Yeah.
What about...
Go ahead. We're talking on Lookout Mountain. This fella... He sang, he working out, he good worker, knew what to do in Logwood, he sang. He had a song, he said, up on Lookout, I got the blues for Chattanooga, going there to stay some.